And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Frazier & Dieter's Business Beat. I'm John Ray, alongside Frazier & Dieter, Alpharetta Managing Partner, Roger Lesby.
Hey, John. Good to see you again, man. It's been a hot summer, but you just got back from Alaska, so that's pretty cool.
I did, and that's wearing off fast, Roger. But anyway, and you beat me over there, man. So that's a trip we both recommend, right?
It's a great trip.
Isn't it?
Very much so.
It sure is. And speaking of great, we've got a great guest today that you've brought in. Ed Foy is with us, folks. He is the CEO of Discount Waste. Ed, welcome.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Let's give everyone out there an introduction to Discount Waste. How are you serving the market out there?
We're a nationwide solid waste removal and recycling company, and nationwide, and I founded it August 1st of 1999.
Wow. So you've had a run.
It's been a great run.
Yeah. You're not just a startup, right?
No, nationwide.
That's awesome. Talk about the dynamics that drive your business, Ed.
We provide waste removal services predominantly to the construction industry, whereas we have jobs at a Home Depot or a Best Buy or a Walmart that are doing a new remodel job, and the construction company will contact us and they'll ask us to deliver 4 30 cubic yard open tops for the dumpsters for the waste removal services, 2 portable toilets, 1,000 linear feet of portable fencing around the job site, 40 storage containers, a bulldozer, a forklift, and a scissor lift. And then it's our responsibility to make sure all that equipment is on the job site once the job starts. And the nice part for our customers is it's one invoice, one point of contact for all the services.
Oh, wow. Now, you've obviously got some knowledge into this, where the construction industry is, because that's the industry you're serving. What comments do you want to make on what you're seeing right now?
Although a lot of people think we're going into recession, the construction industry is going crazy right now, because over the last 3 years, all the construction was sort of on halt. And if they're sort of trying to all the construction companies are booming right now, trying to get all the construction work that didn't happen the last 3 years completed.
And then you built a tremendous team with you here. We're right here based in North Fulton, and so that's really great. But talk a little bit about the talent that you've been able to assemble here at Discount Waste.
We have an incredible team. We have Richard Gravely is the president of the company, and Dan Trescritti is the CFO. And then we have two senior vice presidents, Adam Bass and Thomas Lagos, and then they have an incredible staff that work for those guys, report to those guys.
Yeah, every time I look around, you guys are adding talent, so congratulations.
Yeah, I walk down the hallway every day and see several people I've never seen before.
Yeah, I get that feeling. And then this has led to a new building for you guys now that I think that you will house at the beginning of next year.
Yeah, we just bought a 43,000 square foot new office building. We're gutting it and remodeling it right now. It's in Peachtree Corners.
And so that'll be a huge presence right there in Peachtree Corners for Discount Waste.
We're very excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's back to your talent. So what's your secret? Let's share your secret on attracting and retaining good people, since that seems to be a problem for a lot of employers.
It's really crazy. We were voted the, I guess in 2019, we were voted the number one workplace in all of Atlanta for quality of employment. So it was a great award.
Yeah.
It's a big award. I think the newspaper has it every year, and all the big corporations are involved in that. And we got the,
and you beat them all.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How did that happen? I mean, what were some of the factors in that win?
We just, my mentality always has been that, me as the owner being profitable is the least important thing. To providing a workplace that that everyone enjoys working at makes for profit. And so we do all sorts of crazy things. We have catered lunches and breakfasts almost 2 3 times a week. And mm-hmm. we have a guy comes in and everybody gets a free car wash, and we do massages and all sorts of crazy stuff that people really appreciate.
And all of this has led to just tremendous growth.
Correct.
Where do I put in my application, Roger? that sounds pretty good. Well, I love what you say about how that really the people equals profit. I mean, that's really what you're saying, and there's nothing new about that, right? I mean, it's just if you've been doing it all along, you're prepared for a labor shortage, right?
We have very difficult getting quality interviews. We're trying to hire about 10 people right now and having great difficulty getting good resumes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the younger employees, they seem to want to be in new places every couple of years. So we find that problem difficulty as well.
Yeah. 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 You can't fight that. That's for sure. You've got a very interesting and unique corporate social responsibility philosophy. Talk about that.
In 1981, Halloween night of 1981, I was in a very bad car accident. My entire right torso was paralyzed and I was in a coma. And the doctor told my mom that he didn't expect for me to live and probably wouldn't make it to the next morning. And had a lot of difficulty the next couple of years with physical therapy and all sorts of stuff. I knew what a pen was, but I couldn't say the word pen. So I had to do flashcards and learning vocabulary all over again. And once my company was successful, within the first couple of years, I started donating money to the church. And I felt like I wasn't making that big of a difference. So I decided that I wanted to start a foundation so I could help children in third world countries that don't have any welfare systems, that are badly handicapped and were not as fortunate as I was. And so I started a foundation called All Children.
And these are the poorest of the poor.
In third world, the poorest countries of the poor.
Yeah, these are the throwaway children, if I can use that word.
Correct.
And Ed and his charity have had just a profound impact on these kids.
We have sort of adopted almost 2,200 children in four different countries. And Discount Waste funds about 99.99% of all that. And we pay for all the operational expenses. We have an employee in Haiti. We have an employee in the Dominican Republic. And we have an employee in the Philippines that oversees everything for us.
Wow, that fact right there is pretty interesting, that you're actually, you've got boots on the ground, as it were, making sure that everything runs smoothly in this work you're doing.
It's my goal is to eventually, when I pass, I'm hoping to get to 10,000 children to be taken care of, but Discount Waste can only afford so much. Maybe like 2,500 or 3,000 is sort of the max that we can afford. And so we're sort of hoping that we could partner with some other corporations to help us with that as well. And the nice part about what we've set up with allchildren.org is that Discount Waste will always fund 100% of all the operational expenses. So if someone was to donate $10,000, that full $10,000 would go to the children of their choice, the orphanage of their choice. And Discount Waste would pay for all the operational expenses. And I don't know that anywhere else that you could do that.
No, and that's the way that we've had it designed, is so that he could go out and actually make that statement, and it's reflected as such on the 990, which is the tax return that both of the foundations then file.
Yeah, about at least 10 to 15% of all dollars that people donate go to operational expenses, administrative expenses.
Sure. Wow.
And so 2 or 3 years ago, we were all set up. Candy and I were going to go with Ed and Amy, and we were going to fly down to the Dominican Republic, and we were going to visit his charity, and then COVID hit.
Oh, boy.
And so we were not able to go. I still have not gone yet, but that is on my bucket list as things are starting to open up again.
Gotcha. And is this talk about COVID and how that impacted your work in these countries, Ed?
It's been very difficult and very, very sad for me because I've not been able to visit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be going back to the Dominican Republic pretty soon. The capital there is fairly safe.
Yeah.
And the children, it's been very difficult for getting them food and everything. It's been very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but the charity, All Children's Inc. does have its own website. Mm-hmm. And, so its stories and the pictures are splashed across there. And so all of that is good. And so any of our listeners, you know, I would encourage to take a look at this and to take a look at this organization.
It's a great read. It's at, allchildren.org.
Yeah. Allchildren.org. And it, I'm just looking at this. It has your impact stories, which is really the key. You're making an impact.
We truly believe that companies have a responsibility to address social issues. Mm-hmm. And I think it's sort of sad that most companies, they focus predominantly on profit for their pockets and not to helping other people.
Well, this, what a great story. This is great. And you're looking for others to partner with you and get involved with you, other businesses.
That's correct. We think that change occurs when companies and nonprofits collaborate to solve problems.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because you bring a business sense, an impact sense that maybe is lacking sometimes with nonprofits. And so that collaboration is good, right?
Correct.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
We truly feel like that helping other people that are not as fortunate as we are is more important than the success of the company. And we feel like with us doing these type of things, bring successes for our company. And our employees, they really value what we're doing. They think that it's great working for a company that cares about others.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And we're talking about thousands of kids mm-hmm. that are benefiting.
The nice thing about All Children is that we have the highest data transparency rating through GuideStar. And GuideStar is the largest source for nonprofit information. And we have the highest rating for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it sounds like you've had some help from Fraser and Dieter on making sure all that's clear and having the financials straight so that you can get that rating, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
They've done a great job, Fraser and Dieter House.
Yeah. Talk about the... one of the things that I find interesting here is I would think in these countries, when you're talking about children that are disabled, there's a lot less infrastructure to be able to help kids, like in particular to help kids that are in this state of affairs and when they have a disability.
There's virtually none.
Yeah.
That's why I've had a lot of friends have sort of gotten upset with me and said, Ed, why are you not doing stuff locally? Why are you not helping kids here in the U.S. or Alpharetta or Atlanta, the poor in Atlanta? And I explained to people that the U.S. has the most incredible welfare system in the world. You can get free housing, free food, free medical care. These are third world countries that have nothing. And these handicapped children, what happens in a country like Haiti, the father makes equivalent of maybe $200 American dollars a month, mm-hmm. and the mother might make equivalent of $150 American dollars a month, and they live in a house that was made from things they found in a landfill with a right. wood with a dirt floor
right.
and no bathrooms, no water, and they have three children, and then the fourth child is handicapped, and mom has to quit work, and if they lose almost 40% of their income, the whole family will die. So mm-hmm. they lots of times they'll bring their children and drop them off at a church or a hospital. Lots of times they throw them in a garbage dumpster. Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's not that they don't love this child. This child is important to them, but there are three siblings, mom, dad, and the three other siblings will die if mom has to quit work. They won't be able to feed the family.
It's a terrible choice.
Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so All Children's then steps in and helps fund these. I think of it more akin to maybe an orphanage. Is that a good word?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so, you know, some of these kids can be housed and fed and taken care of right there. And then usually there's a family that Ed has connected with that is heading that responsibility up.
They're all Christian-based orphanages. And we have nine of them that we fund. and we fund the medical expenses, the wages for the staff, food, housing. So we have some children that they have to have surgeries. We've funded the surgeries for them. And we do have some schools in very, very, very poor. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. And we have a couple schools in the poorest neighborhood in the poorest countries, in the poorest city. And we fund some schools as well, trying to help them to get an education.
How do you, for those that are out there that are interested in this for their company, and maybe this is a question for you too, Roger, because there's some legalities and accounting in all this, and they want to take it one step further beyond, you know, just writing checks to support, but they want to start a foundation and they want to get really in depth on an issue than that, like this one, that is important to them. How do they get started, and what tips would you give companies out there that are looking at this?
You have to have a passion, and if you have that passion, you'll find the way. That's what I did. I didn't know anything about orphanages, or I just had a passion to help people that were not as beneficial, not as fortunate as I was in my life. And I just been doing it for, I've been doing it for about 15 years now. And I'm to the point where I feel like I can't grow that much more. So now I'm reaching out to corporations to see if they could help us. What I really like to do is I would really like to get some corporations to help us with these, to fully fund these 9 orphanages we have. And then Discount Waste could bring on additional 10 orphanages and another couple thousand children. That's what my hopes are.
But they could choose to go it alone, or they could choose to join an already existing tax-exempt organization like All Children's, and just being a part of that. Either way would work for any interested in companies.
For example, there's a an orphanage that I just love dearly. It's in the Dominican Republic in the capital, and it's called Casa de Luz, which means House of Light. And there's about 50 children there. And there's room. They have a third floor that's not even occupied. And if we could get somebody in here to help us, we could add another 20, take care of another 25 handicapped children that don't have parents or that are homeless and they're badly handicapped and no one to love them.
Wow. So what, I want to come back maybe to you for a second, Roger, talk about just the issues that are involved with a company setting up a foundation like this. I mean, what advice would you give there?
Well, the reason that you want to set up a foundation is because you want to be able to go out and raise money from other folks. In other words, Ed could have done this just through Discount Waste, but the intention was to grow this and to make it bigger. And as Ed just said, to have more and more people, individuals, companies to also believe in what they were doing and to be able to support that. And so really we have to incorporate, we have to file with the IRS to get a tax exempt status. All that's done. And then they have an annual tax return, a Form 990 that has to be filed, which, oh, by the way, is available for public inspection. So anybody can call up a tax-exempt organization's Form 990, and if they had revenues of more than $50,000, they have to file the return, and they can see how the money is raised, how the administrative expenses are spent and incurred, and what charities they may have what charities they may have benefited from, and what the mission statement is. And so all that information is publicly available.
Right on the IRS website, I think. Do I have that right?
As they get posted.
Yeah, as they get. There you go. When the IRS gets around to posting, they're there, right? Yeah. Yeah, I got you. So, Ed, how do you find the charities and the orphanages that you support?
We have done lots of research. We have some other foundations that we are friends with that, predominantly they had people had reached out to them looking for assistance and they didn't have additional funds to do that appropriately, and they've contacted us and introduced us to these 9 orphanages.
Gotcha. And so you mentioned that like 9 of them you're happy to have nine different companies take one.
Correct.
You're not necessarily looking for somebody to take everything, but no. Just to partner with one would be a great,
correct,
great blessing.
Our dream is in Santo Domingo, and there's in the rural areas of Santo Domingo, there's lots of cotton farms there that the it's really, really sad. And they're mostly Haitians that cross the border, mm-hmm. and they're working in these cotton farms. And it's one of the saddest things you ever see. And they have no medical assistance. They have no food to feed their children. And we're hoping to make an impact there. But I can't do that until we get some people to help us with some of our current orphanages that we're working on.
For those that are interested, what's the, I know it varies depending on how much somebody wants to get involved, but what's the cost to come in and support maybe an orphanage or fill up that third floor you're talking about?
You could do, for cost to lose, I think maybe $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
Okay.
Would take care of that, but I don't want to scare people off because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could, you know, if someone was to only able to do $2,500, we could take that additional $2,500 to help with an orphanage that we're currently not working with.
Sure, sure. Or partner up with someone else.
Or even if it's just a one-time gift, they can use that and use that to increase the number of kids that they're supporting.
Yeah.
A dear friend of mine, he donates about $5,000 a year and does it in December. And we take that money and we buy gifts for all the 50 children for it cost to lose. And he buys new clothes for the children for the next year. He buys them Christmas gifts. And he has there's about 50 to 60 employees. He has a Christmas party for all the employees, and he covers the expense for all that. And his name is Dennis Cannata with Padgett Business Services.
Oh, shout out to Dennis. Great work, Dennis.
He's a great man.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been at this for how long?
About 15 years.
Wow. You've got to be at the point where you can maybe share us a story or two about some success you've had. Maybe if you've got any stories of that are inspirational that our listeners would love to hear.
There is a young man in the Dominican, his name is Victor.
No
fallen in love with Victor, and he's had three surgeries, and I have him going to a private school, and he's the only out of all the 50 children at Costa Blue, he's the only child that's not mentally handicapped or physically handicapped. And he's had some surgeries. We've paid for all of his surgeries, and I'm sending him to a private school, and he's learning English, and I'm hoping and praying that someday he can come to the United States and I can pay for his college and get him a good education.
Wow.
Become an American citizen.
And it's reasons like this, John, that I think his company has been blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And you can see and you can hear the passion in Ed's voice, and this cause matters to him.
Yeah, that's terrific.
We feel that all children deserve a voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got a lot to balance. I mean, you've got a pretty big foundation with a pretty substantial business that's grown significantly over the years. Talk about how you keep that balance.
Fortunately, my focus is on all children, mm-hmm. and the president and the CFO and the staff there sort of run the day-to-day operations of Discount Waste.
Yeah.
And I think if anybody would like to take a peek at it, it's discountwaste.com. It's a pretty good read.
Yeah.
I started it from nothing back in 1999. Couldn't even hardly afford to buy a laptop.
But we alluded to his great team earlier,
yeah.
And that does. That frees Ed up for many other things.
That's great.
Although he's very, very much a big picture guy.
Yeah. Well, talk about how you've been a client with Frazier & Dieter for a long time. Talk about how Frazier & Dieter has been instrumental in your success and helping you serve the folks you serve.
I think that we truly would not be anywhere near what we are today without Frazier & Dieter. Roger Lesby has been an instrumental part of our success for our company.
He gives me too much credit, John, but I do like to remind Ed that his company took off right about the time when he met me.
Well, it is what it is. Facts right. are friendly, right? So that's just it is what it is. Well, that's what a great story.
Roger's been a great a mentor for me in helping with estate planning,
mm-hmm.
along with a gentleman named Jim Spratt.
Okay,
he's our attorney for estate. Planning.
Oh, awesome.
And Jim and Roger have been incredible in helping us.
And we have the next generation involved as well. Shane, his son,
mm-hmm.
Megan as well. So that's good. And that's exciting. And it always amazes me if we can get companies down a generation or two.
Yeah.
My son Shane is, we have a software company that's called Waste Applications.
Mm-hmm.
It's a software for garbage company operations.
Mm-hmm.
Shane runs that in hopes that someday he becomes president of Discount Waste.
That's awesome. What a great story. Wow. Ed, you've knocked the ball out of the park today, man.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. What a great story. What else can you share with us as we wrap up?
We just truly believe that all companies need a mission to serve.
Yeah.
And then it's weird how every time we've done something or we've added a new orphanage and it's an additional $5,000 or $10,000 a month, it's weird how that $10,000 we've always gotten $50,000 in return for that.
Mm.
It's been quite great for the, as we are more generous, my company seems to be more successful.
Wow.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time.
As we wrap up, why don't you, again, let our listeners know how they can get in touch with both Discount Waste and All Children?
Most importantly, it's allchildren.org, and Caitlin Kilby sort of is a director, and she runs everything through there. And I'd love for everybody to read about the successes of discountwaste.com.
Terrific. Ed Foy, folks, CEO of Discount Waste and founder of All Children. What a great story, and congratulations on such great work. You're an inspiration, pal.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah.
We're proud of you, Jed, and all that you've accomplished.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, folks, just a quick reminder that Business Beat is presented by the Alpharetta Office of Frazier & Dieter. Frazier & Dieter is an award-winning international CPA and advisory firm with deep technical expertise and an even deeper dedication to their clients. I think you've heard that today. Their CPAs and advisors believe in investing in relationships to make a difference. For more information, go to FraserDieter.com. Roger, wow, I'm blown away at this one. This was awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we got Ed to be here and to share his story, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Absolutely. I look forward to that. So for Roger Lusby, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on Fraser and Dieter's Business Beat.